Okay, so today's stuff is the chetz, and we're holding on the bottom line of Zayin Amud Beis. So the last thing we learned was the mitzvah of Birchat Chatanim, that requires 10 people, and that it's said all 7 days, as long as you have panim chadashot. Today the Gemara wants to ask you what exactly those brachot are. So my mevarech, what are the brachot that are supposed to be said? Omer Rav Yehuda, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rakeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Bara Lechvado. And then a separate bracha on Yotzer HaAdam. Then, you'll notice that these are all full brachot, in which they begin with the word Baruch. So does the next bracha, Asher Yatzar Ata Adam B'Tzalmo, and B'Tzalem Dvut Tamdito, V'Kyonu M'Vivenu B'Nyan Adiyad, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer HaAdam. At this point on, for some reason, we consider the following brachot, Smuchot L'Chavertan, and they don't begin with Baruch. So, Sos Tassis, V'Tagel HaKarah, V'Kibbutz Banel, V'Tucha B'Simcha, Baruch Atah Hashem, M'Sameach Tzion Levaneh, Sameach T'Sameach Le'im Ha'ovim, K'Sameach Ha'Yetzircha B'Gan Eden Mekedem, Baruch Atah Hashem, M'Sameach Hatan V'Kala. Now, all of a sudden, we once again start with a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, again, it's very, very confusing. If these are brachot, Smuchot L'Chavertan, so then we should make on the very first bracha, Yaakov Baralech Vado, and just go on from there, till the end. So something strange is going on over here, and we're going to have to look into this in a moment. Let's just finish this last bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Bara Sason V'Simcha, Chatan V'Kala, Gila Rina Ditzah V'Chedva, Ala V'Yachva V'Shalom V'Rei. Meirah Hashem Elokeinu Shema Barei Yehuda, Uv'Chutzot Yerushalayim, Kol Sason V'Kol Simcha, Kol Chatan V'Kol Kala, Kol Mitzalot Chatanim V'Chubatanu, Anarim V'Mishteli V'Natan, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mesameach Chatan Im Hakala. Sorry? These are the yukim that we'll get into. So Rashi's explanation is this. The first two brachot, says Rashi, have nothing to do with the wedding. In other words, the general halacha that we should say Yotzer Adam, the Yaakov Baralech Vado and Yotzer Adam, is not nogea this particular wedding. We'll see what they're for in a moment. So then when we're actually beginning the Birchat HaChitun, there we talk again about a new bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, because they're not really... The following brachot are not smuchot to the first ones. The first ones stand on their own completely. So therefore we begin again, Baruch Atah Hashem, after we do the first Yotzer Adam, Asher Yatzar Ata Adam B'Tzalmo, and so on. This has to do with Yitkin Lo Mimenu Binyan Adayad. So Yitkin Lo Mimenu Binyan Adayad is clearly a reference to woman and to marriage. So we begin now, again, starting over the same. And therefore, it's not considered to be a bracha smuchot l'chavertan. The following brachot, sos tasis, sameach t'samach, are clearly part of the brachot that we're making for the wedding. So they're considered to be brachot smuchot l'chavertan. Therefore, we don't say brachot Hashem, which is that halacha. When it comes to the closing bracha, where all of a sudden we say brachot Hashem again, why is that? And so on. So as we're going to see, that bracha, shebaras ha'son v'simcha, is not really related to the other brachot. Because if you don't have a sheva brachot, you still have that bracha. And that bracha you make on every one of the meals, together with that simcha b'mono, you open up the birkat ha'mazon, shesimcha b'mono. And if you're making a meal, even though you don't have the ten, or even if you don't have panim chadashot, which is l'chvod t'chatan v'kala, so then you make that last bracha alone. After the Birkat HaMazon, you open up the Birkat HaMazon with the bracha of Shasimcha B'Mono.
That's what the Gemara previously talked about, Simcha without bracha, without the brachas.
No. Simcha without the brachas is a din in not going to work and in acting as if it's a regal for you and so on. This is not what we were referring to earlier when we said bracha. So Mamela, this bracha now stands on its own. Since it stands on, it can't be metaken this bracha to be smucha l'chaverta if it's meant to be made separately, and therefore the original takana of the bracha was indeed separate. So these first, says Rashi, we don't talk about the two people together until the third bracha. And therefore, once we start talking about the two people together, the first ones are just being said, lichvod, basically, the fact of Bria itself. So that's something else. That's now that we're coming to a point where we have to celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior and chesed to the Bria in the creation of man, and part of that creation was that he cared enough about him to be Isaac as a, literally a shushbin, says the Medrash Bo. So that's considered to be a general shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yetzirat Adam, before we get to all of this, was an incredible chesed. And so we talk about, first of all, his kavod. So we start with Kol Baralech Vodo. So everything that happens furthermore in the Bria is an expression of the great honor of what is involved in Maaseh Bereshit. And then we have also, once we talk about that, we talk about the Yetzirat Adam, which is the initial Yetzir, the original Yetzir, the Yetzir of Adam HaRishon himself. And this, we'll see, is a question of whether there were two Yetzirot, there was Yetzir of Adam before the Yetzir of Isha, or whether it was considered to be Olub HaMachshava. It's as if it was a definition of what Bria would be before it happens, and then it takes time for it to work out, so to speak. But whatever it is, one is for that initial concept of Adam qua Adam, and then we have the brachot afterwards, Asher Yatzar, which is the Yetzira of the Adam with an Isha and so on, which is a different part of Gan Eden. Of course, the entire creation narrative is put into two completely different pieces. The question in general is how to look at those two pieces, whether one is meant to be a description of the overall nature of Bria, everything else nested within it, or whether we could define it sort of as a Olav HaMachshava, just like Bereshit itself. Whatever that means is a description of the intent of Bria, or a description of what ultimately works out in Bria, or the space within which Bria can exist. However, we're meant to understand those things. There's something of a machlokas later, but we want to mention separately those in Yon. So we have, first of all, the kovet of the Shechina that we're gathering together to celebrate that fact. And in celebrating this moment, which is a continuation of Bereshit, because reproduction is the essential ongoing nature of Bereshit. So therefore, we mention the kovet of Bereshit. Then we talk about, since we're dealing with the development of a human being and his entering into the flow of life of the world, we mention the Yetziras HaAdam. That comes before the wedding. Now we're talking about the wedding, the last brachas. Okay, this is how Rashi understands it. The Tosfos says, you don't have to come along to all of this philosophy. So it's basically, if you would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Shakol Bara Lechvodo and Yotzer HaAdam, like that, and not have a psicha for Yotzer HaAdam, you would think that Hakol Bara Lechvodo and Yatzarat Adam Lechvodo is all one thing. So there wouldn't be two brachas. You need to, because they're short brachas and they're related to each other, in order to qualify them as separate brachas, which we're focusing on the Hakol Bara Lechvodo, and then the Yotzerat Adam B'Tzalmo, which is part of this covet, but nonetheless that's a special thing. So before that, the Yotzer Adam, before we get to the Asher Yatzarat Adam, it has to be mentioned separately. But then if we would continue the first bracha of the following four, if we would continue that by saying, and Asher Yatzarat Adam B'Tzalmo B'Tzalmo D'Gutam, obviously I would think that's a continuation of Yotzer Adam. So we'd say, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Adam, Asher Yatzarat Adam B'Tzalmo B'Tzalmo D'Gutam Mitzalmo. So who would hear that as a separate bracha? It must be, therefore, that we need to be mechalakit by opening up with a new Baruch Atah Hashem. So you don't need any of these svaras, says the Tosfos. Okay. There's another pshat also as to why we open up a Yotzer Adam without coming on to this. That's Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see later on in the sugya that some didn't have the separate Baruch of Yotzer Adam. That's if you don't hold that we have to address two yetziras. So the male, it's not shaykh to say we were originally metakein this brocha should be smuch lechaverta, because not everybody's going to say the brochas. So how can we be metakein as a continuation? All right. So we have a number of different approaches, and now as far as the details are concerned, so we have now different levels of brochas. So first of all, we have the kinomi menu binyana deyad mimenu, means from his own body. And this is, therefore, the beginning of Chava now becomes Ein Kol Chai, and therefore it's Binyan Adayad. Then we go on to Yerushalayim, because you have to mention Yerushalayim Al Rosh the Simcha, so that's Tagela Akara. Then we talk about the Reim Ha'uvim, and the Misameach Chosan Vekala, instead of Chosan Im Kala, is because this is a bracha to the overall success in life of this Chosan and Kala, not as the success of the Chatuna. At the end, we talk about a new, amazing thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, an idea of a chatuna. And that's misameach both of them in this particular mode. A chatuna is not just a word for marriage. A chatuna is the creation of the possibility of marriage. So it builds, again, the space within which marriage can take place. So there, that's a special halacha, that it's possible for people to actually get together in this fashion, which is hard to believe. People being it's extremely difficult to believe that it's individual Nivroyim that have minds and lives that are completely separate and are existentially distinct, that there should be a mode by which it is possible to establish a relationship that should be long lasting. That's a new Bria Mamish. And for them, we have a special bracha, Mesameach Chazan Im Hakala, which is not necessarily this chasan and kala, as Rabbi Josh pointed out. This is a separate thing. So the first one, Mesameach, this chasan, this kala, as a whole, there should be a mazal tov during the course of their life. As Rashi says, in all elements, they should be happy, they should have parnasa, they should have children. This is a general bracha to them. But what about that, which is mevarach the possibility of the interrelationship of those two? That's a separate bracha. And there it's im, akala. Okay, so those are the six brachas. You'll notice it doesn't say anywhere in the girsa that we have in our Gemara, the bracha of borei pri hagafen. And indeed, because of that, there's a big machlokus as to whether there even was originally a takana of borei pri hagafen, whether there is such a thing as sheva brachas. Never mentioned sheva brachas anywhere. We talk about sheva brachas. So indeed, based on this Gemara, there are those who have a girsa, baruch atah Hashem borei pri hagafen, first added in. We don't have that girsa here in the way our Gemaras are printed. Indeed, there are those who are medayik that that this was a later takana of the Gaonim, that the cover of the bracha should be al hakos. So it brings us to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Yosha. Okay. In any event, throughout the sugya, we're going to be talking about six brachas, not seven brachas, because that bracha really is not part of what we introduced the sugya with. So don't let that confuse. If we talk about making five brachas, it's because you left out one bracha, not two brachas in the sugya that's coming up. Levi ikla levi rabbi, milulad Rabbi Shimon Berei. So Levi came to the chasana of the son of Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon, and he said only five brachas out of these six. And we'll see that he left out the Yotzer Adam. And Rav Asi ikla levi Rav Ashi, milulad demar Berei. Rav Asi came to the chasana of Rav Ashi when they were marrying off his son Mar, and he said six brachas. So in other words, the question is whether Yotzer Adam is considered to be a separate bracha. What are they arguing? Says the Gemara. Lema ba'akam. Okay, let's say that they're arguing the following. Umar sovar chada yitzira havoi, umar sovar shte yitzirot havoi. We know that we had in the Eruvin, we had a machlokas about how to view the nature of the Briyas HaAdam, whether there's considered to be one yitzira of Adam, in which essentially, even though it says vayiven etatzela, that was originally Zohar Vinikeva, so the original human has in him both ponim, so to speak, both Zohar and Nikeva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply was Vayivet HaTzela, was that they allowed it to be separated into two units. But that's not a whole separate Yetzirah, because it means that initially there was already Yetzirah, Zohar and Nikeva. On the other hand, there's a Man Yomar who says that the Tzela is actually a Kaplitz tail. So that's a Zonah. The Zonah means there's an entirely new Yetzirah, and there were Shte Yetzirahs. There's other ways of learning this also, but it's really complicated by the Sugya Erev, and as Tosis points out. So maybe that's what they're arguing about, whether there's Yetzirahs or Shte Yetzirahs. And then the question is whether you should mention twice Yotzer Adam. Maybe we were saying Yotzer Adam, then we immediately begin talking about Asher Yatzarat Adam B'Tzalmo. I mean, why can we include that? Because it was indeed a point at which there was a Yotzer Adam that wasn't the Yitkin Lomi Menu Binyan Adiyad. Okay, so there's two separate stages. Maybe that's the machlokas. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. It could be the kulei amba chodi yetzira havoi. Everybody agrees that there was actually only one yetzira, which means that we're following the Mandi Omer, who holds that the tzela was a partzuf. Wouldn't want anything to change. So then, the mar savar, what is the mafkamina then? The mar savar batar machshava azlina, umar savar batar mas azlina. Since initially there was a machshava, we find in the original description of Adam, Zohar and Nekeva, like all meaning. So originally there was a machshava that there should be two, initially. Then, because of the need, and the Medrash puts it, the recognition that Adam is hopeless in terms of relationships, and that the whole Messias of Adam is just arguments, kitata. So in order to establish a mode by which male and female would be able to get along together for any length of time, so the Bria was done in a fashion that a person should identify himself in his wife, and that would allow there to be a real permanent relationship. So because of that, there was a separate action. So we have to celebrate both of those things. So one Mandi Omer holds, go according to the Machshava. The other Mandi Omer holds, go according to the Maisa. This was the Maisa. So we celebrate the Maisa. The Machshava already, we don't have to worry about it. Ki other Rav Yehuda points out that there seems to be a contradiction in Maisa Bereishis. K'tiv v'yivra Elohim et ha'adam b'tzalmo. So first it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Adam, and then it says Zachar v'nekeva bar'am. So mashma, in other words, Vayivarchotav yikrat shemam Adam b'yom hibaram. I mean, this was all a description afterwards of what had happened. And in the first bria, it says meferi zachar nekeva baraotam. Then we go into this whole long ma'ase, which originally we really want. Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts him to sleep, and then we talk about that afterwards. Vayikrat shemam Adam. I mean, how did all of that tie in with the zachar nekeva baraotam, which is mashma the original vision of bria back in the first description of ma'ase bereishis was already zachar nekeva. So it must be that Enochinani b'tchila ala b'machshava livraot shnayim, that Enochinani, the original vision of Bria was Adam as a Zachar v'Nekeva. In order to create a working world, just as we find it was original visions in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world by Midas Adin. Doesn't work out. So Adam as a Zachar v'Nekeva also doesn't work out. They can't get together long term. So Memeo l'besov nivra echa, the mode by which sometimes we need to have a compromised world in order to allow for the logistics of creation. So let's off the Rachat. Ravashi equal the way Rav Kahana. Ravashi came once Rav Kahana. On the first day, Yumakama Borech Kulu. So the first day, he actually said all of these six brachas. Mikan ve'elach. Afterwards, it would depend. If somebody knew that was Choshev came around, so then he would say all of the six brachas. V'ilo afushi simcha b'yamu. If not, it's just an extension of the original simcha. And therefore, he would say, Shasimcha b'mo'onon. And he would say, the brach of Asher Bara. Mishiva v'at shloshim. From the seventh day of the wedding, until 30 days after the wedding. Bein amalu machmati lula, bein lo amalu machmati lula. Mevarek shasimcha b'mo'onon. At least, during those 30 days, whether or not they defined this as a simcha that was coming because of the wedding or not, he would always say simcha b'mo'onon. No, because the first 30 days is an extension of the idea of chasim v'kalam. Mikan ve'elach, after 30 days, iomalu machmati lula, if they would be saying, defining, this is a meal in honor of the chasim v'kalam. So then he would say simcha b'mo'onon. V'ilolo. But if it wasn't defined as a simcha chasim v'kalam, he wouldn't even say simcha b'mo'onon in the introduction to Birkat HaMazon. Wait a minute. What do you mean from then on? I mean, 10 years later? Yeah, I guess so. V'chi yomar lei machmati lula ad eimat. And how long can we consider the wedding to be going on, to be saying, I mean, I could be grandparents arrived maybe a year after a year. So then we'll make a special su'udah for the chasim v'kalam. We're going to say, that's simply my name. Then also, ad eimat, omer of papi, mishmeg the rabba, atreser yarka yimshat. 12 months from the wedding is still considered to be simchas chasim v'kalam, assuming that that really is the case, and that there was a commitment to make this meal in honor of the Chasam Rekala. 30 days, in general, we view it as a Simchas Chasam Rekala. 7 days, also, but then in order to add the extra five brachas besides the Sumeya Chasam Rekala, so we need to have Panim Chadoshes for the Chashivas in order to make all of the brachas. Now that's from how far after the wedding you can make these brachas. How about Mi'ikara? How about before the wedding? When does it start? Let's say that you invite people and they're coming before the wedding in order to get ready for the wedding. I mean, obviously, once the guests start arriving, I mean, they may be arriving 3-4 days before, and you're already having meals in the hotel. And the reason that you're having these meals is because of the upcoming wedding. I mean, so that's also a covet of the Chasam V'Kalam, basically. I mean, at what point would you start saying Shema Brachas? So, Omer of Papa, Michiromi Sari Be'isnit. That's Be'asin. That's talking about. His papa, of course, would always concentrate on the beer because he was a beer maker, and that was his life, as his belly, the Gemara says, proclaimed. So, but of papa, he said, look, from the time that you basically start to pour in the sarim into the beer making kegs, I mean, that's already, you're preparing now for the wedding. At that point, you're already pretty strongly committed. What are you going to do with all this beer if the wedding doesn't go through? So, Lamaisa, at that point, it's not a brachal of Atala because you wouldn't waste all that beer. Must be that the wedding is going to happen. Is that true? There are Rav Papa Yasek la'Abamar Barei. Rav Papa actually was making a wedding for his son Abamar, and he made a bracha, Sheva brachas already from the time of Erisin, which was like, it could be a year before the wedding. So, I mean, he hadn't yet prepared. So, but it's not true. Shani Rav Papa David Triakla. Actually, Rav Papa had everything prepared well in advance. After all, that was his life, the beer. So he already had set aside beer for the wedding of his children and had the whole thing ready. So for him, Enoch Inami, he would be able to start at any time. Once already there was a commitment and they were making a meal to cover the upcoming chasen mekala, that was sufficient to make sheva brachas. Ravina was being mitasek to marry off his son by Rav Chaviva. So Rav Chaviva's daughter, Ruborach Mishat Erusin, and he also started making it from Erusin because he said, Kimli Begavayo, look, I know these people so well. I mean, we've been friends for decades. Well, Lo Adribo, they're not going to change their mind, of course, in the end. Actually, the whole thing broke down. They never did have a wedding. It's always dangerous to say what you're sure about in life. And it turned out that they shouldn't really have been making that bracha. It was a little bit overconfident. The machlokas about what happened over here, whether it means Erisin Mamish, machlokas in the Rishonim. Does it mean Erisin Mamish? And that talks about, according to that version, they had agreed on a certain level of support from the other side, and they ended up going bankrupt, and they ended the shit up with a get, because it was already Erisin. Others learned. And when it talks about over here Erisin, it's referring to Erisin in terms of Shidduchim, I mean, literally Erisin. And even so, he was convinced that the wedding was going to go through, and yeah, they were Mavatal Shidduch for everything. They refused, as Rashi put, they refused to give him the girl, not because of things that had gone wrong on their side, necessarily. They ended up not liking the chasm too much. But we're not given the details in this version. So that the Shidduch ended, it went down with the get. Okay, but in the end, it didn't work out. Rav Tachlifa from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Tachlifa Barma Rava, Igla Lababa, and they gave him over the Birchas Chasani, and he said six brachot aruchot, not the way that we have it over here, where we have only the first two brachos begin with Baruch, but they don't end, and we just have now the Yotzer Adam, and then the final bracha with the Chasim Mekala repeated. He made all of the brachas long brachot, either in the sense literally long, that he added dvarim in the brachas and closed with another bracha, or technically long, that any bracha that is a siyun, Baruch Atah Hashem, so Baruch Atah Hashem at the end makes it a bracha avivta, some of the Rishonim learned, and that's the way he said all of the six brachas. No, we don't do that. V'lat yilchata kavati, we don't pass it like that. We have only the closing bracha is a long bracha, and then we have the Asher Yatzar Ata Adam.
What would he have done differently at the end? What would he have done differently?
No, he said on all of the brachas. He said he said an ending.
A beginning and an ending?
A beginning and an ending, yeah. In other words, he made them brachas aruchas.
Like,
separate brachas. He made a big one bracha. He added things. Either he added things in terms of percussion, or he just put in a closure.
It's not like he didn't start brachas Hashem with sostosis.
He did, yeah.
Starting in it.
Yeah. He made each bracha. We don't pass it. Rav Chaviva came to a bris milah, and he was given the honor of Birkat HaMazon, and he said, Shasimcha bimono, because it's a time of simcha, a bris. However, that's wrong. Let Yochata Kavate is not really a time of simcha. Mishum detride, Divek Tzar L'Yanuka, the parents are not really very relaxed at a bris, to say that they're enjoying themselves, the child is in pain, they're worried about the child's recovery, and so on. And that's not a time to say the simcha bimaono. Simcha bimaono requires a sense of relaxation, that this is right. They're not convinced about that in the milah. Now, lemaisa, of course, you know that in other places besides in Eretz Yisrael, this is used as an excuse for why not to say the Baruch Shechayanu, which the Levush says is a pretty poor excuse, because the Shechayanu is not dependent in Simcha. Which is a simple bimono, indeed, is a din in Simcha. How all of a sudden did Shechayanu become a bracha that's dependent in Simcha? Who's to say it's a din in Simcha? It's a din in Zmani. It's a din in the mitzvahs that come mizman lizman. So why does that have to be b'shat Simcha necessarily? So Yitain is the reason that in these b'midinot ha'elu, which is not where we are, but the reason that they don't say it is because they hold that it's not considered to be a mizman lizman. So it's so matzui, you know, every other day there's bris milah. There's no sense of necessarily that it's different than any other mitzvah that comes, you know, you only get a chance to do it twice a week or whatever. You don't call that, I mean, when you're going to make a bracha on the Torah Shechayanu, because you don't have it every day. So it's already common enough that it's not considered to be a chiddush by them. Yeah. That you need simcha? The truth is that there's a long, I mean, the whole introduction to the mitzvah of Shechayanu in the Medrash, says the Farish, that's a din in simcha. And that only if a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that you're happy does he tell you, okay, then if you're having a good time, then you can have a good time next year. If you're not having a good time, you don't need to have a good time anymore. You can die. This life is for having good times. People have good times, don't deserve to live. So it's true. I don't know why the Lord is. That's how he learns. Okay, but in any event, they had the minute not to say. It could be he agrees. There's two elements. It's a simple explanation. His man's mind may be easy enough to say. But the Gemara brings a riot. I mean, the Medrash brings a riot at Shechayah to say Shechayanu, even on things like buying a new, mitzvah that's probably his man's mind from the fact that I was both to say Shechayanu and bring my inspiration. So and it says by Yosem Yosem Shechayanu. So it's clearly, and it's very. You don't have to come on to the Taisvus. There's very good Makaris related.
Famous
though, it
was a rabbi in the concentration camp, right?
Am I?
He made Shechayanu because he was in the concentration camp. They happened to make Shechayanu, they did make. He passed another day.
Roy for the Gorge of the Rev.
There's a Mila that says that Kibbutz HaTam B'Simcha by Ms. Mila. It says, here it says it's a Tzara.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's not Simcha. Just saying the tree day makes it a little bit less of a Simcha to be allowed to say the Bracha. Omer Nachman Omer Rav. Chatanim min haminyan. When it comes to counting how many people are there, by the way, you notice that from here, Gemara takes for granted that one individual says all of the Brachas. In all of these cases, I mean, Baruch Chomesh, Baruch Sheikh, Baruch Abich, I mean, it was never like even a Halamina that we should split up the brachas. And indeed, it's brought by Halacha. It is wrong to split up those brachas. They're meant to be a long, basically interrelated, of course. That's the Ikar Adiria, brachas, smuch l'chaber, I've never heard of it. People. But the whole point of the bracha is that it's interrelated with the bracha before. So, I mean, it's just a big bidiyavad, which, of course, L'chvei the Rabbonim, they all decided that to die for their covenant to have this. But in many places, the minhag is not to split it up. You take one person, and that person makes the brachas. Could be the Bari Priya Geffen, which isn't really part of it, it's just coming in separately. That could be said even by the one who is Mavarach at the end of the Sunnah to be Mitzvah, but that's okay, so that could get split up. But the way we do it exactly the opposite, doesn't pass just to give Bari Priya Geffen. Let's at least split up the bronze. It's amazing how these things end up working out.
What's the halacha? You have to say Harav HaGaon for everybody that's.
So when it comes to the Sheva Brachas, or the six Brachas, so chatanim in a minyan, you can include the chatanim in the minyan. So you only have nine people, the chosin counts. This is very strange, because Reb Nachman was the one who brought the raya from Boaz. But Boaz went out to collect 10 people. It's a big shame we didn't hold the Reb Nachman, and the reason Boaz was collecting 10 people was to be Mepharsim, and then it would make sense. But he himself is the one that said that he was collecting them for Sheva Brachas. What's the pshat? Some bring the riots on ingenious Achreinish array, of course. Chavs. So you see from here, the Gemara is taking on the Pashtus, the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you need to have Ponim Chadoshes for the first Sheva Brachas, if you already had 10 people for the Birchas Eris. So in order to make now a Sheva Brachas, you need to have Ponim Chadoshes. Therefore, what Boaz did, he collected 10 people because he held the Rambam. He only had brought in nine people for the Arison, and then brought in another 120 Chadash, so he could make the Sheva Brachas. It's one of these.
The nine were the same guys that he had before.
Nine were the same guys, and he had 120 Chadash. It's very cute. But when it comes, they're essentially set for the chuppah. That was the, and then we make them wherever we have a coming together with cover the chasen kala. Which certainly the meal at the wedding. I mean, that's for that purpose. We should make it there too. As I'm saying, say nothing on me. By the way, there are those who hold that ponim chadoshes would be even someone who participated in the original Sheva Brachas, but didn't eat. So now that you eat, there's a new level of simcha. So that becomes Ponim Chadoshes, which has no real problem. The first one was no eating. Now they messed that up by smorgasbords. Now it's not a big shiloh.
Don't watch.
We have to make sure that every possible halakha, we've covered it all in the wrong way.
No Ponim Chadoshes, we don't say all Sheva Brachas. Is
right.
What we do today?
We don't say.
Just the last one.
And we begin the Birkat HaMazon, which
just you have to really check and be sure if they're going to be doing Sheva Brachas for somebody that somebody's new there.
Not at the wedding itself.
No,
of course. Absolutely, except for Shabbos. Absolutely. Smorgasbord, it's before the wedding. I mean, you're a good guy. You don't sit at the smorgasbord to really finish up while everybody is. I understand. See, I see you haven't been in New York lately. that's the only thing anybody's interested in. Oh, but there's a chasam kavod. What room are they in? You get like three people at the little kiddush over there for the chasam, and a couple of women are hanging around the cow, and everybody's at the smorgasbord. This is simply incredible. Yeah. Of course, the latest version is the chasam kavod also can't be there. They have to be with the photographer. God help us. But you should know that the Svarim are very makbid. Now, as we said earlier, forget about even Bonim Chadash, we said earlier that it's in the base Achasani. If by them, once you leave the house of a chassidah, you never make Sheva Brochas again.
Caterers love that.
Yeah, the Sheva Brochas is only at the place where you did the chassidah, and then nowhere else.
You see something like that in Sukkos?
In the second Sukkot,
yeah,
that's the Yikardim. Yes, that's the Yikardim. Chassid and is that they have to be settled the whole time. You know, move them around from place to place.
So Sfarim don't make Sheva Brochas.
Sfarim don't make Sheva Brochas unless it's in the mamish in that location.
And they can't being in the chassid's home is not enough.
Yes, if they're miyachid, that is the mokum where they're now coming to live. But if you invite them over to your home, they won't say Sheva Brochas. If you invite them over to the home of the parents, they won't say Sheva Brochas, they'll just say the last Brochas. That was also the minute. Or in the house of the chasen or in the house of the parents. Yeah.
Places in Europe, they do Sheva Brochas also. There's a said about it. There was a Yekush Minna Nata.
Because what?
There was places in Europe, they do
You said that part. It's the part that I couldn't hear.
It's a Chasim.
You said now you're going back further. I want you to go forward. Pressing the forward button.
There was a Minna in Germany, the Yekush, not to make Sheva Brochas all 7 days. And there's a Chasim Sofer about this. That was,
I caught all that the first time. Because. Say the because.
Zeichas, because he said perhaps Zeichas the Chorban. I haven't seen it inside. Someone quoted me this Chasim Sofer.
No wonder you didn't want to say it. How you didn't want to say it. What you want to say comes across clearly. Yeah. It's the pressing a button always goes back to the place that you want. I know what I want.
Okay. This New York also, I was told this some place. I spoke to some. There were many places, not every place they did show up for 7 days.
Really?
I'll speak to you about this afterwards. I searched the topic once.
Okay.
What this means. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Because.
All right, you said afterwards.
Right.
So according to Reb Nachman, we accept the Katanim, but not the Avelim. Min Avelim, min Aminyan, and we'll see what it's referring to exactly, min Aminyan, for what? Amazing. It says in a Braita, Chatanim va'Avelim min HaMinyan. So how can Reb Nachman quote Rav as saying that the Avelim are not min HaMinyan? No, what are you asking, Rav? You're asking a Matnita Karamita Ale, the Rav. You're asking a Kashrut of a Braita on Rav. You know perfectly well that Rav, if he wants to, he could stand up against the Braita. And Rav Tana with the Bali. Rav disagrees. What's the problem? Idma Omer of Yitzhak Omer of Yochanan, Chatanim min HaMinyan vein Avelim min HaMinyan. And Rav Yochanan also said, then in Avelim min HaMinyan. So we asked on Rabbi Yochanan, Meitvei Chatanim V'Avelim Min HaMinyan. Tosfos says the Gemara is certainly not going to say that Rabbi Yochanan relied on Rav, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold that Rav was a Tana. We hold that Rav was a Tana. But I mean, he viewed him as a contemporary. It was going to be same with Rav. Kenegad Abraisa. And Tosfos also brings in Lamais, we see in some places that there was a Rabbi Yochanan who was considered to be Tana of the Poly. And Rabbi Yochanan Gemara is obviously not. Maybe there is another Rabbi Yochanan. I know there was certainly some Rabbi Yochanan referred to as a Tana without adding Rabbi Yochanan Ben. Okay, but in any event, so what about Rabbi Yochanan? What does he do with the Braita? Kitanya ibi brikat amazon. Wait. Chatanim min HaMinyan simply means if you want to get a mezuman, if you need a mezuman for three people, so the oval counts as part of the zimun. What's the problem with that? It's just basically coming to say that the avel is chayiv in birkat hamazon like anybody else, which is certainly true. After the period of aninut, there's no difference between the avel himself and anyone. We mitzarech from the birkat hamazon. Where Yochanan, he was saying the avel is not min haminyan. He was talking about in the shura. So after coming back from the burial, so then you create a shura of 10 people to be menachem the avel, and the avel pass between the shura. There you can't include the Ovel in the people that are being menachem, obviously. So the Shura has to be 10. That's what he meant. Wait a second. So when Rabbi Yitzchok quotes Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Mevorchim birkat chatanim ba'asara v'chatanim min haminyan, u'birkat avelim ba'asara v'in avelim min haminyan. Now, there's no bracha in the Shura. I know what you're talking about. Here we have another version of what Rabbi Yochanan said. He's talking about a bracha, okay? And what kind of bracha could it be referring to if, according to it, it's referring to the Shura? Bracha, b'shuram, yikad. There's no bracha b'shuram. All that happens is the people on either side of the Shura say, I'm hooking an Achan Eskan as they pass by. And what does that have to do with a bracha? It couldn't be referring to the Shura. Ooh. Okay, you're right, fine. But you know what? Rabbi Yochanan is referring like this. Kikamar Rabbi Yochanan, b'rechava. He was referring to what they used to do. They did this udat avara, which is the first udat that is given to the avelin from other people's food. So that was done in the square of the city, which is the rechava. And over there they used to say, in honor of the people that had gathered together for this manira, they used to say special brachas, which are called the birchas avelin. We're going to see what those brachas are. And then they have shtiyas yayin and so on. So it was a whole major activity that used to be done in public. There, he's saying that the avelim in that case are not considered to be min aminyan. So he was talking about that bracha. So then, eladim v'gitzchom Rabbi Yochanan mevorchim birchat chatanim ba'asra kol shiva v'chatanim min aminyan. Here we're talking about the sheish brachas all 7 days, and birchat avelim ba'asra kol shiva. It certainly can't be referring to that bracha that was made in the Rechava, because they only were there before the Avelim went into their homes. On the way back from Mikvura, they would make this major thing, which we don't do anymore. And over there, they publicly, the whole city was involved in feeding the Avelim and standing around and just saying nice things and so on. But certainly that didn't go on for 7 days. So that, and now we see Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have been referring to that either. So now what was he referring to? And there he says, "Ein avelim in aminyan." Now, don't try to tell me there's a reference to birkat rechava. Birkat rechava called shiva miika. How do you get a birkat rechava for 7 days? Doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, Elamai, what are we doing? We're going back to birkat amazon with a minyan. What are we referring to before? Where you have panim chadashot that are coming in. We mentioned this in one of the siyumim, and I think it was. Talked about the relationship of Simcha to Avelud, right? The din of Moed Katan, referring both to Chol HaMoed and to Avelud. So we pointed out that you find the equivalent of all the dinim, including Panim Chadashes. You find Panim Chadashes by Avelud, just like you find Panim Chadashes by a marriage. So just like Panim Chadashes or Mechayev, a new bracha of Sheva brachas when it comes to Chas V'Kala, Ponim Chadashas that come in, that are Chashav, the Ponim Chadashas, that come in for Nicham Avelim, are Mechayev a new bracha. The Chvod the Asifa, Tiyod Rav Chiya Bar Ava, Rav Chiya Bar, you should say actually Rav Chiya Bar Ava, if they go to the Seder Adairas, because this is Rav Chiya Bar Ava, couldn't have been the Makri Boni to Resh Lakish. So Rav Chiya Bar Ava, he was the private tutor of Resh Lakish's kids, and some say, he was a tutor for Chumash, Amrila Madni Breid Rukhlik. Others say he was the private tutor for Mishnayos. But whatever it was a tragedy in his family. And one of his children died, a baby died. So Avishag LeYinuka, meaning before Bar Mitzvah. So Yuma Kamalo Azar Legabei, Reish Lakish didn't go to the first day of the Shiva. The next day, Reish Lakish took his Meturgeman. So Lamochar Dabri Lo Yehuda Bar Nachmeni Meturgemane. So he dragged along Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, who would generally do the talking for Reish Lakish. That's what a Meturgeman is. So you tell him what to say, and he knows already the way that Reish Lakish is masber things, the things that Reish Lakish would want to say, and he had him do the talking. So they went in there. Amar Lekun Ema Miltakol Kavu Yenuka. Say something that will address the fact that a child dies, a child doesn't have schusin. Say something to address the fact this is the death of a child. So his Meturgaman says, Vayar Hashem Vayinatz Mika'as Banav Uvnotav. What's that supposed to mean? Dor She'avot B'na'atzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the fathers, the parents, get HaKadosh Baruch Hu furious. So he's Kayes Al B'nei'im V'amanoteim U'meitim K'shem Tanim. Not a very nice thing to say. Gemara is going to ask this later. I mean, well, I thought they were coming for Nicham Avelim, not for making everybody miserable. But okay, so where you find that the parents are acting improperly, so there you find children dying not on their own cheshbon, shame tanit. Others say Ikedamri was not a yenuka; it was a bachur. So he died. He died before he was married, and then when Reish Lakish said, so say something for the fact that a person dies young. So there, according to this version, what he said was, Al kein al bachurav lo yismach Hashem, ve'yitomav et almanotav lo yirachem, ki chulo chanefu meireah, V'chol pe dover nevala. V'chol zod lo shava po v'od yadon etuya. He explained, what's this od yadon etuya? Om Rav Chanan bar Rav, od yadon etuya zoshana v'ed. Meaning, hakol yodim kala lama nechneset v'chupa. Look, everybody knows what the purpose of a marriage is. What do you got to go talk about it for? Kol amenabo piv o'motzi dvar nevala mipiv. You want to start playing games and singing body songs at a wedding. I mean, that's an evil pair for no purpose. That's va'od, lo shiva'ed. So even if such a person was meant to have a wonderful life, nefach alav l'ra'a. But it's also a pretty rotten thing to say. I mean, what are we saying? That the son that died young was speaking evil fair. That's the Gemara I understand. I thought he went in there for nichum avelim. Atel l'nechumi. Well, wasn't he coming to be menachemim? And instead, surikam etzayelim. Instead, he's saying these horrible things. And he's being mitzayer. What did he have to come for just to make him miserable? No. Obviously, he didn't mean to apply these horrible things to the individuals in question, Rav Yabarad and his son, either the baby or the bocher. He meant to say, adara. He was saying that, look, there are those tzaddikim that they become the ones that midas adin is yotze. So we know that we live in a door of nivoper, where we live in a door in which the officer menatzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it out on tzaddikim. So you and your child basically are suffering for the door. Then he says to the Maturgaman, okay, now you said something connected to Ma'ira. Now, Kumema Milsa connected Chief Khoshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say something to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact of death, and bring it into the overall Anhagas Hashem. So then he said the Bracha. Ha'el HaGadol Barov Gadlo, Adir V'Chazak Barov Noraot, V'Chaye Meitim B'Ma'amaro, So now we know the first bracha of the Birkat Avelim. Then Reish Lakish said to him, okay, now kum eima milta keneged Avelim. Now this is very similar to what we do with the wedding. We have a bracha, as we said earlier. The bracha for the fact that everybody was misaseh together to be Yosef in this, which we have a bracha for the covenant of Hashem, his bracha was the first bracha. That's what he said to do over here for the Avelim. Go ahead and say something for the Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Mechayim Esim. Then we talk about the fact that everybody was Misasef here, and that's a covet for Adam. So here too, say a bracha over here for the fact, says Reish Lakish to him, for the fact that we have over here a chosin, so to speak, who is the Adam. So Pasach V'yomar, Achenu HaMiyugayim HaMedukayim Ba'evel Hazeh, our brothers who are suffering, who are depressed in this Avelut, look into the idea of mortality. Zot yomedet la'ad, nativu misheshet yimei bereshit, rabim shatu, rabim yishtu. Many have gone this path, and many will. Kemishter rishonim kach mishter achronim, and just as the first have had the cup of the pain of death, so too will all. Achinu bal nechamot yinachim etchem. Baruch menachem avelim. So we try to make this into a universal experience. And therefore, we talk about these Avelim, you're not alone in suffering the pain of mortality. What's that?
The Turgum is a walking encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia of Reish Lakish. That's correct. That's correct. That's 100%. He's been with Reish Lakish for decades and has learned all of the dinim. And he's capable of giving over the shiurim of Reish Lakish and the dinim of Reish Lakish, the anagas of Reish Lakish. That's what the Turgum is. That's Tam a loudspeaker. Omer Abai says, well, we don't paskin like that. You can say many people have walked this path of mortality. Don't say many will. Or you could say, Mishteri Shonim, many have had this bitter cup. But don't talk about Mishter Shonim Lo Lema. Because Reish Lakish himself said, you don't say something, even though it's obviously true, which already gives an opening to the Sotah to be Mekatrik. Oh, so in other words, these people are accepting death, so might as well let them have it. Don't talk about it. So Amr of Yosef, Mike, where do we see this in the pasuk? We say kimat yistoma yinu la amorat yiminu. What's the next pasuk? Shimu dvar Hashem katzin Sodom. You want to call yourself Sodom? Yeah, it's a good idea. We'll call you the masters of Sodom.
The same person.
Huh?
In both cases, the Navi said yistoma yinu, and then he called them.
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. No, he says, you were all saying, who says this, that the people are saying that? Yeah, everybody, this is the matzah.
Not just that the Novi is saying this?
He's expressing the way people feel, that it's, look at this, total disaster.
You know, the rest of the people are saying about the leaders.
About their matzah, the overall matzah. Look at us, we've been destroyed like Stolben Amor. So when you talk about yourself as Stoman Amora, God will relate to you as Stoman. You are Stoman Amora. Now that you mentioned it, that's not a bad metaphor. Hey, Shimon, I like to see this stone. You know, then Reish Lakish told him, Kum Eimam Milta Keneged Menachame Aveli. Now, how about saying something for the covet of the people who have gotten together here for this Ma'ira? So, Enochinami says, Rashi Hakol Baralech Vado is indeed also part of the, his Lashon is La Sifata Amane Asafim Ligmol Chesed. Zeich Elachaz Deyamokam. So we have this back in the Sheva Brachas also. The idea of the covet of those who are coming to be going Ochasodim. Here, by the Avelin, it's also people are mitasef to be going Ochasodim. What do we say? So, Potar, the Omar, Achenu Gomle Chasodim, Bnei Gomle Chasodim, Amarzikim Bivri Toshel Abraham Avinu. Those of you who maintain the bris of Avram Avinu, which was Gemilut Chasadim, Shenemar Ki Yadati V'man Hashi Yitzaved Banavet Pitoach Harav, V'shomro Derech Hashem, the real bris of Avram Avinu is to continue the development of the Midas, which is consistent with the Derech Yitzachayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achinu, of course, those who are not Makir, Mazik Mevris Yishlav, Avram Avinu, is exactly this, took out the years. But as the Marsha points out, maybe it's referring to the parents. You don't need any of that. Dover Poshet, that the Brita Shel Avraham Avinu, as the Rambam says, is based on Kidati Vlamana Shri Yitzhak. Gemara means Kipshute. Achenu Balagmul Yishalem Lechem Gemulchem. Our brothers, may the Balagmul pay you back for the wonderful things that you're doing. Baruch Atah Hashem Yishalem Agmul. Then Reish Lakish said to him, okay, now, whom Eimam Yilse Kineget Kol Yisrael. Now say something for the overall covet of Yisrael, which we have also by we're talking about the overall idea of a chasanim, Sameach chasanim im hakala, which is a general bracha. So Omar Ribono Olamim, Padei Hatzel Malet Osham Chai Yisrael Min HaDever Min HaKerav Min HaBizah Min HaShitafon Min HaYerakon Mikol Min Eprom Yod HaMetrakshot Uvaot Olam Terem Nikra V'Ata Ta'aneh Baruch Ata Hashem Otzer HaMagifa. So these were the brachas that were done in the Rechava, or were done for a special ma'amad of Apanim Kadoshes, who was very chashuv. And this was done with wine, as we'll see. And this was a big ma'amad. And so these were the what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, that the Avelim, he was talking about the Avelim in Amin Aminyan. Tana, in the Brice, it says, Asara kosot tikducha chamim bebeit ha'avel. There were 10 cups of wine that the Chachamim were metaken to drink in a Beit HaAvel. Now, we can't just say drink. We have to find an excuse to drink. But, I mean, the reason we want to drink is that it says, Tnu Shechar Lovei, supposedly give now to those who are feeling hopeless, and you give Yayin Lamorei Nefesh, right? So, I mean, so these people are miserable. They're supposed to be drinking. So the Yayin Lamorei Nefesh, we make a takana, that there should be Yayin available for Morei Nefesh. I find it, but, I mean, see, Yayin is something that we do for Simcha. I mean, that... there's no contradiction, because if the wine is had in the context of depression in Morei Nefesh, it doesn't lead to simcha, it's an expression of pain. And in the we derish to lashon is tirosh, tirash. Many other lashon is vai on yayin today. There are two faces to wine. It's a different issue. So we made a gezer of 10 kosos. What are the excuses? Excuse was you have three before the meal. You just have three little courses of things, to appetizers. Each appetizer has a course together with wine. Liftach et b'nei meyav, for good digestion, you know. And then you have three betoch ha'pila. You need three cups of wine in order lishrot ha'pila sh'b'meyav. You don't want to, you need to have basically liquid with your food. And you're certainly not going to drink, you're going to drink water. I mean, it's poisonous. You drink wine, you've got some alcohol, it's safe to drink. And then you have four after the achila. One on each brok of the Birkas HaMasa. So you make one drink, a cup of wine for Keneged HaZan, one for Birkas HaAretz, one for Bnei Yerushalayim, one for HaTov HaMeitim. Now, then they decided that wasn't really enough. There's only 10. So Sifa Aleim Arba'a. So they added four brokas, four cups of wine. Again, they needed an excuse. So they made one for the Chazanei Ha'ir. The Chazanim mean the Shamashim, the people that would the Hefer Kadisha, people who were Isaac in the Tzorchei Avelin. One was Keneged Parnasei Ha'ir, the people that give the money for burying the poor and for taking care of other expenses of the public. The Echad Keneged Beis HaMikdash. One was to celebrate the Churban, so to speak, the overall Nichum Avelim, and one was a special bracha for Rebbe Gamliel, which we'll see what that was all about. Now, of course, at that point, things got out of already, they couldn't handle 14 cups of wine. Was a bit high, even for the time of Avelis, and they would lose it. So they put things back. All right, yeah, we better have just a little bit of drinking. 10 cups of wine. Actually, those who hold zero Devali Yoshnaz, they cancel the whole thing on wine. Put it back to no wine. You drink wine, you do drink. You don't drink. We don't force people to drink wine.
But it's permitted to drink wine.
Definitely permitted. What do you mean a bracha for Rebbe? What? Wine for Rebbe Gamliel? What's that supposed to mean? The Tanya, the Rishona, ita otzat avet kashelik rovav yoter mitato. These people in the funeral homes charge so much for burial that worse than the death was the price of the funeral.
Nothing's changed.
The family would take the mates, put it by the Beis HaKfaras and run away. And hope that somebody would take care of them. I mean, it certainly can't afford what the Chevra Kadisha charges. So it was a disaster. Gamliel used to be people would outdo each other for beautiful coffins, beautiful clothing, the preparation of the mace, a beautiful stone. God only knows the insane things that they would pay for. I mean, laser players buried in the ground so the mace has a good, what they do today, or a lancia that you got to put in the grave with him and that he's got to drive his way to Gan Eden. I mean, horrible things.
You see the sarcophagi and the Beit Shearim. I'm a just—it's amazing.
The amount of money it must have cost. So Rabbi Gamliel, from that time on, so he bedafka refused any type of ostentation at his funeral, and he commanded to be motzi him in simple klei pishtan, motziu beklei pishtan. The nagu kol amach rav lotzi beklei pishtan. The minute became in that day just to use simple sack. The number of papa, even though Gama feel a bit strata about Zuza, nowadays the minhag is to take a canvas baguette, which is just a simple, it could be, it could cost 25 cents, and that's not viewed as a zilzal amet, on the contrary, that's viewed as a kavod amet.
A duffel bag.
Yeah, and ad kidei kach, that because of the chashivas, I'm afraid people would lose track of the importance of this thing, that they were kovei, a cup of wine, the kovod Rabbi Gamliel, who changed our concepts of what it is to bury a mace. Amazing thing. Of course, we managed to forget that Ramesh Zatzal was one of his big things, was to fight against the chapels in the United States. These chapels where everyone tried to outdo the other. I mean, they still have them. But what used to be in those days ostentation was a chapel made a mikveh. So Tyrus HaMes and a mikveh. A minute ago over there was, you didn't need to be Matyr Kol HaMes. So they had an extra special Tyra in which they would have a special mikveh for the mace. And Ramesh answered it, said not to use them, because they were violating the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel.
And charging money.
And anybody who adds any type of either should be bedafka ignored. Because that was the whole point of the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel. A lot of issues about this, but Ramesh was always leichem. Those were the first years of the beginning of New York ostentation. Unfortunately, he didn't live long enough to fight. The fight against the weddings and so on.
The front row is not so affected by this, is it?
No. They ended up being, but who knows if he hadn't fought, who knows what would have happened there.
So the Tahara